Blackstone Audio presents Cry Dance by Kirk Mitchell. Chapter 1. You the BIA guy from Phoenix? The Bureau of Indian Affairs, United States Department of the Interior. In the last century, the same inflection would have been reserved for the cavalry. Emmett Parker had just locked up his government sedan and was studying the crudely painted sign at the trailhead on Hualapai Hilltop, entering the sovereign nation of the Havasupai. You investigator Parker? Still silent, Emmett glanced skyward. The snow was coming down harder than it had in Prescott, where he'd grabbed a late breakfast while having his tires chained up. A soft, wet snow was falling all over northern Arizona. Lowering his gaze, he studied the vehicle tracks, not his own, that showed a U-turn in the slush. Boot prints were evident, too. Two sets. One was small enough to belong to a juvenile. On the way in along Indian Route 18, he'd noted the passing of only three other vehicles. A power company repair van, then a Forest Service truck. The female employee driving it looked slight enough to have left the smaller prints. And finally, about 10 miles back, a 1981 Ford station wagon with two figures seated up front. Their ages and sex had been obscured by the snowmelt the wagon's tires had thrown against Emmett's windshield. Turning, he finally examined the Havasupai tribal cop. In his early 20s, the man had a scraggly beard. His straight black hair had been painstakingly coaxed into dreadlocks, and pinned to his khaki uniform shirt was a cameo of Haile Selassie. Pie, you